Dear Fahrenheit 451, love and heartbreak in the stacks, a librarian's love letters and breakup notes to the books in her life, by Annie Spence. Fiction, James E.L. Subjects, no means no, erotica, sort of. Dear Grey, 50 Shades of Grey as told by Christian. Why do people keep asking me if I've read you? Aren't you the same book as the last one of you I said I didn't want to read? But nobody cares. They can't get enough of you. They read your first version, they'll read you, and in between, they will have no desire to read anything else. It's like, without you, they would rather be illiterate. It makes me want to shake readers and scream, "You're surrounded by great literature, and this shit isn't even that dirty." I want to clothe Pablo Neruda poetry with your jacket and hand that out to patrons. And I don't care what you think, Gray. Your silk tie, anal bead sweet talk, or whatever it is you're saying to get on top of people's nightstands, isn't going to work on me. Today, yet another person asked me about you. Have you heard of a book called Gray? It's like 50 Shades of Grey, but from Christian's perspective. Ugh. So on top of having to politely smile when people say to me, "You're bookish, I've got one you'll love," now I have to explain to a little old lady who only reads Karen Kingsbury novels what erotica is, and watch her pretend to put it back and then pick it up again when I'm pretending not to look. You made me say erotica to an old lady, Gray. I'm going to hate you forever for that. I'm putting you out on the curb where you belong, and I hope someone drops you in the bubble bath they're sitting in when they read you. You nasty. Annie.